CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Dr. David Terry of Golden Arrow Resources Corporation, headquartered in Vancouver. It is traded in Canada as GRG. It is traded in the U.S. as GARWF. This is mining. This is mining in South America, as romantic as it gets. And David, a very good day to you. I see on your website, goldenarrowresources.com, that you have simultaneously three projects underway, one in Chile, one in Paraguay, and one in Argentina. This is gold and silver, of course. We're looking at the natural resources of South America. So this company, Golden Arrow, is long established, and this new interest in drilling in these countries with more projects promised. Is this the golden age of mining in South America? Has something happened, David? Good evening to you.
Really nice to be with you, John. And I guess just to sort of start at the beginning for Golden Arrow. Golden Arrow was formed in 2004, and I've actually been on the board of this company since it was formed. I guess for the first part of its life, it's been focused primarily in Argentina. But in the last few years, we've stepped outside and taken a look at a number of opportunities in Chile. And as you point out, the other one is in Paraguay. So we're becoming more geographically diversified and focusing on projects that we think have potential to return good value for shareholders.
You're drilling in the Rosales Copper Project in Chile. You're drilling in the Tierra Dorada Gold Project in Paraguay. And you're looking for, you have an agreement in the Libanesa Silver Gold Project in Argentina. These are all different stages and different approaches. Is that right, David? It requires different resources, different skill sets.
That's right. And we've got a really experienced team that we rely on to do the assessments and carry out the work on all of these projects. Rosales, the copper project in Chile, was one that we generated internally and put together the property, carried out the surface exploration work and geophysics. And so this initial drill program is really just testing some of the surface targets that we developed, as well as some of the geophysical anomalies that were generated through the exploration work. Tierra Dorada in Paraguay, that's a very underexplored country. It does not have the sort of mining history that a country like Chile or Peru would have, but it has some very prospective geology. And so we've been able to assemble a very large land package there with prospective geology for high-grade vein-hosted gold deposit. We've started an initial drilling program, and we've carried out some shallow drilling last year that returned some good results. And we're following that up this fall with some additional shallow drilling and some deeper drill holes.
Argentina, you note in the background of your company that the founder and CEO, Joseph Grasso, was visiting in Argentina and wondered why Chile had all these gold and silver discoveries in Argentina and Paraguay didn't. But that's not the case, right? Were they just people, it hadn't occurred to people, if it's here, it's there? Is it that easy, David?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting story, but you know, basically that's correct. Chile had evolved with a strong mining culture, and on the Argentinian side, it was much more focused on agriculture. But you know, obviously, a lot of high geological prospectivity on the Argentinian side. Part of what happened with Joe Gross getting involved with the mining industry was the changes that occurred in the early 90s to the legislation in Argentina, which really made it easier for foreign investment to come into the mining sector and promote exploration. So he recognized that opportunity and has been quite successful in identifying opportunities and the teams making big discoveries in Argentina.
And Paraguay, you say it was underexplored. Is that because there was a lack of imagination, because the governance of the country prevented it, or were it just not enough people to explore all three countries at the same time?
I'm sure that, you know, the sort of politics and regulations around mining, they've certainly influenced investment in the exploration sector. But, you know, I think a lot of it is just the population has been more focused on agriculture than mineral exploration. And Paraguay, you know, a lot of the terrain there is quite flat, and so you don't have the exposure so much as you do in the Andean countries like Chile, Argentina, and Peru further to the north.
How is it, David, today here in the 21st century with all of the upset of the pandemic and the global economy are talking a lot about China and Europe in the future. How is mining, has it changed anyway, in any way markedly since the 20th century?
Certainly mining and exploration, which is the part of the business that we're focused on, has changed with a lot of technological advancement coming in and helping to identify targets and develop projects. But, you know, you still have to get out in the ground and put boots on the ground and, you know, look at the rocks. And so that's something that really hasn't changed since the days of the early prospectors. So it's sort of a twofold answer to your question. With the pandemic, that certainly slowed things down in terms of exploration programs and work being able to be carried out and to travel and that sort of thing. It's made it much more difficult, but it's also a time when the metals have been doing quite well and there's been a lot of interest in the sector. So, it's been a very interesting few years.
You have a number of projects underway, exploration projects, drilling projects, development projects, spanning all this territory, an enormous amount. How is it also traveling there these days? Is it easier or harder given the pandemic, moving around?
Well, that's certainly, created obstacles to traveling internationally. But, you know, we see it starting to open up now and getting easier. And we're really lucky with Golden Arrow that we've got a strong team based in Argentina that's been able to operate basically through the whole pandemic.
And you're looking at more and more projects to develop. So I'm presuming these are early days for Argentina and Paraguay, still early days, while Chile's well developed. Is that a fair comparison, David?
Yeah, that's certainly generally true. There's a lot of exploration potential in Argentina, and it really hasn't been explored, you know, over the last several hundred years like Chile has. So really the foreign investment came in the 90s, and then it's waxed and waned a few times since then. But it's a very large country and very prospective, and Paraguay is a much smaller country, but has had very little mineral exploration.
Final thought, the Atacama Desert, it's in the news these days because of a possible discovery of the remains of a comet striking above the Atacama Desert, spreading glass across the floor. You've been to the Atacama Desert. It looks to me from photographs like Mars. Is that the experience when you're there, David?
Yeah, there's not a lot of vegetation in the Atacama Desert, that's for sure.
This is high chilly, very dry, and not many people there, but as romantic as the surface of Mars. Dr. David Terry, is a professional geologist and a director of Golden Arrow Resources, which is traded in Canada as GRG, in the U.S. as GARWF. GoldenArrowResources.com is the website. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBSI on the World with John Batchelor.